What is going on, everybody? Welcome to an episode of Video Game Bang. We are live. We are thrive. We're ready to go.
We're thrive, baby.
I backed myself into a corner.
That was like a Kaiser Permanente commercial right there or something.
Speaking of segue, new sponsor, Kaiser Permanente.
Hey.
Thrive.
This is a new show that we're doing. It's called The Weekend Show.
Brand new, never been done before.
Podcasts.
What the hell have I been doing then here on Saturdays, other days?
That's for our own private collection.
They let us do podcasts on Saturdays now.
Yeah, it's really a new law that passed. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, net neutrality.
And you know what? Hang on.
Thanks,
speaking
Brexit.
Thanks, Obama. Here's a little tidbit I found out recently. The border. Into Mexico at San Diego still says no. Hang on.
This better tie into something.
It ties in
to Soldier Boy or something.
Yeah, no, it ties into Thanks Obama. The plaque still says President Barack Obama of the United States, the one down in San Diego.
California don't give a fuck.
No, we're like, yeah, no, he's yeah.
Because we're like, he'll be back.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
Yeah.
Just give him time. Eddie Villanueva is joining us, everybody.
I don't know how that segued into me, but what's up, y'all? How you doing?
Welcome back.
Yeah.
I can see why some haters would be able to tie that introduction into you.
You want to
expand on that?
Nope.
Yeah, because
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean. Can you explain that to me?
You know who can explain that? Corey Vincent.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What are we explaining? I got this.
We're explaining
how David's racist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes.
Wow.
You know what? I think it's the chair. All this time we've been blaming Corey,
and now he's
I'm sure
telling
Corey
you that Corey's
that
racist. So just
give me a little bit, guys. I'm just warming up.
And fresh off her lecture circuit, we have Professor Emma Skies. Thank you for joining us.
I hate you.
How was your TED talk today?
You had a TED talk.
It was good.
It was
good.
A success.
Are you
that's
gonna
a
let?
Good, that's
okay,
a good thing.
That was her good. Version of it. Can I give my version?
Yeah, were you auditing? Or are you in the class? Like, are you hoping to get like a grade point average?
Wait, did you say auditing?
I did what? Say yes. Auditing. Like,
you
as audit
opposed
a course.
To critique.
No, you
no,
audit
you audit
a course.
A course. He's right.
Okay,
you
whatever.
Go to college. You it's a pass. Is mm-hmm. is it even a pass fail? You just sit
no.
there.
Yeah.
You don't get credit. You just sit there.
Yeah, and it was. She says it was okay. It was splendiferous. It was. She was on fire.
So you got to find the happy medium in there because we're both wrong.
She was sassy when she needed to be. Mm. She was the hero, the anti-hero that we needed. I thought it was
okay.
Great. No, but seriously, I thought it was really good. I was I don't know why I was surprised, but I was kind of surprised.
What's the number one thing that you walked away like learning from her TED talk?
Well, you guys already know I kind of know a lot about cosplay. Like, I'm really a fan. I follow many cosplayers on
sure
Instagram.
You do.
For research purposes.
Yeah, exactly. For that purpose of research.
There you go.
I mean, I'm exposed to the community, though.
You exposed to the community?
Yikes.
Okay, just checking.
Nope. No. Go ahead.
Just keep going. Just keep
yep.
However,
roll through it.
Yes. So, like, I didn't learn anything new, but I'm, like, coming into it thinking, like, this is what people need to hear. She's telling them what they need to hear because she kind of broke into the like really focused today on. I'm going to give my interpretation of what
Please,
I learned.
By all means, let's see how much you paid attention.
It was like today's was mainly just about like not judging other cosplayers. Like, here's all the different types and it's all for fun. Nobody's better than anybody else. Whether you've been doing it for a billion years or you just bought it, you know, at a Walmart. We're all good, and we're all doing it because it's the love of the cosplay. And I thought that was...
That actually is great, because that's probably one of the number one things I wanted people to take away from this, is that all forms are valid, whether you bought it or pulled it out of your closet or made it from scratch.
Yeah.
Nobody's better than anybody else.
And there was a wide group. Like, some people had, like, never made costumes, and another dude's been, like, doing it for 2 years, and he was just, you know, wanted to meet new people. So if you're in Sacramento area and you missed this one, shame on you. But also,
it's okay.
But it's okay. And she's doing it every month.
Every Saturday, every fourth Saturday of the month. The last Saturday of every month. For the most part, there's probably one or two that we're going to have to move around for conventions that I'll be at. But yeah. So next one is going to be on props and foam.
Yeah. And Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Stay for the comics, come for the coffee. It's a great venue.
So, hang on. So, when you say types, is that what you mean? Like, you're talking about, like, whether they've made their cosplay or whatever?
Yeah, so, I mean, I won't go into it too much, but we did break it down. Because
you got to go on Saturday to get the full.
You
got to watch the TED Talk to.
But I wanted to start and make sure that everybody's going off, like, the same base knowledge, because we're going to get more specific in the rest of these classes, but I wanted to make sure we all had the same, at least, base level that we're working off of. So I usually break cosplay down into four genres, which is closet or casual cosplays, purchased cosplays, things that you make yourself, and then going the extra mile and doing full-scale, screen-accurate replicas.
Crazy thing that happened, too, and I just got to shout this out because it was truly strange. She was giving her speech, and it came up. I asked the question just because I was like, so where would be some other places like a local person could go and be part of a community online? And she started going through some of the various Facebook groups. And she was like, yeah, there's one called Sac Anime People. And no joke, a guy came around the corner and, like, interrupted her class. It was like, hey, I made that. What? I made that group. What the hell are you talking about?
Whoa.
Yeah. He just happened to be walking by. And he was like, I heard the name of my group and thought I'd see what's going on.
Yeah. And he stuck around. And, you know, he's going to be promoting it on their Facebook group now, like,
dang,
to come check this
thing
out. So, yeah, it's just crazy how the universe works. He was there to meet, like, a girl, like, he was there for a different reason.
He was there for a Tinder date.
Yeah, he was there for a Tinder date.
Good
and
Lord.
Instead, that's... he swiped right on Emma's
Ooh.
Lecture.
No.
Ooh.
Is that wrong? Is that right?
Let's
is right good?
Move on from that. So, all in all, it was a good first experience. It was a good class. It was, there will be plenty more. So, if you want to come down every fourth Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. at Oblivion Comics and Coffee, I always promote it on Twitter and Twitch, and Oblivion promotes it, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oblivion Comics and Coffee, they are one of our many sponsors. We want to thank them for everything. Also sponsored by Vast GG for all of your esports and marketing needs. Mainframe USA, repping the t-shirt and the hat. Most comfortable clothing in the world. Don't at me. And Energy Esports. I learned something today. That's not cosplay related. So I had
it
to work.
It's not important. Get out.
No. Okay. So I might be a little bit behind on this, but I finally watched the two documentaries around the Fire Festival today.
Oh, there you go.
Those are trending so hard right now.
They
so
are.
What
I
happened?
Watched either one of them.
Okay. So
you haven't.
No.
So there's a Netflix.
I just
one.
Watched it go down when it happened.
So you remember it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We
this.
Talked about it on the show.
Did we?
We
that
like,
was
vaguely.
Before me.
It was before Emma. It was vaguely. We vaguely talked about it. It was more in a humorous sense.
Of course, we were making fun of like a tragedy and people like being fearful for their lives.
Not even that, because I didn't even know any of that. I don't think any of that had really come out. All we knew was like there was this festival, and I think we knew it as like Ja Rule was doing it.
Yeah.
And so like I'm sure we made Fast and Furious jokes or something like that.
The way you walk, the way you
And so it was supposed to be this super like luxurious elitist music festival that was happening in the Bahamas on this private island, and it was like Ja Rule was supposed to be like what we thought was it, and then we found out like later on like it was like totally failed. It was horrible. Like they got there and nothing was what they promised. So any of the documentaries, I won't go into too much of it because Emma wants to see it, but there's two of them. There's one on Netflix that's done by Netflix, and then there's one on Hulu. And I watched the Netflix one first, and then I watched the Hulu one. The Hulu one I kind of like because it actually has – so it turns out it wasn't Ja Rule. He was like the co-founder. It was actually this guy named Billy, and I can't remember his last name. But they actually interview him in the Hulu one.
Really?
So it's interesting to see his reaction to things.
So you're saying we got to see both.
You got to see both because they both cover different things, and they both kind of focus on more of one than the other. But it's fascinating, like, what he did, and this wasn't even his first, like, debacle.
Yeah, scam.
Scam.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting seeing, like, kind of how he started, where he went, and then what he was doing to, like, fund scam after scam after scam.
Yeah, that's the stuff I wanted to know more about. I feel like in the one I watched, they were really, really precise on the events that happened from like the attendee perspective.
Is that the Netflix like, one?
Yeah.
The Hulu
then
one.
Then towards the
one
end, they're like, and then it all turned to shit. You know, goodbye.
Right.
But they kind of skipped out on some of the details I would like to know.
The Hulu one goes way more into his history, his like background. And I have to say, okay, I'm not defending him in any way.
But it sounds like you're about to defend him.
It sounds like you're about to. I'm not racist.
100% what he did was terrible. I mean, he left people like on the line for like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Committed fraud. Like, it was... But his hustle is kind of crazy.
Wow. So they can knock the hustle.
Well, now I can hustle in prison.
Yeah.
Exactly. He is.
He is hustling in prison.
I promise you, he is. He's teaching... he's doing a music production class in prison to the fellow inmates.
All right.
It's I highly recommend going and watching them because you actually kind of get a better sense of how tragic it was. We're all over here like, okay, well, stupid like rich kids, but
I saw I think my favorite thing to come out of this is I saw a tweet of somebody that was like, my favorite part of the docs is this one kid. And there was like one guy there that wasn't a rich kid. Like, he had won some sort of sweepstakes or contest to be there. And he was like some middle class dude. And he was just happy to be there. And he's like, I'm having the time of my life watching all these rich people get their asses handed to them. He's like, my middle class ass is loving this.
This is awesome.
That's actually pretty sick.
I'm in the Bahamas.
I'm like, I want to watch the docs just for that kid.
You know, history is only like what people say about it, right?
Right.
And so if you have the group of the most privileged over like, you know, fancy pants people in one spot, of course it's going to be hell.
Oh, yeah.
Then to a normal guy just chilling there. He's like, yeah, this is a Tuesday in my neighborhood.
Yeah. That's just, cheese sandwich? Hell yeah.
Yeah, but now it's got two Netflix shows and a fucking Hulu special.
Like, we don't get meat sandwiches until Friday. This is great.
Over a bunch. Yeah, this whole thing is... That's what this whole thing is. This whole fire revival.
Yeah.
It's two series that probably cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a documentary about that one time all these rich people couldn't have food for...
Well, it got, like, not to give away, because I know, like you said, Emma wants to see it, but they did like some stupid shit when they were out there in order for them to just maintain some type of sanity, like raiding, you know, some of the freighters that would come through
they had all these
luggage
tents.
And,
yeah,
that was one of the things,
and they stealing had, shit in other people's tents, like going in there and taking shit out.
Kids were like, oh, there's too many tents and I don't want any neighbors, so he started like ripping holes in all the ones around his. That's what caused like the giant shortages, is rich people being like, I need a little more space.
It's
not
insane.
Like it was out of survival or instinct or, you know, like a mob mentality. It was just some rich kids who wanted to be privileged.
Yeah.
True.
Boggles my mind. All right, everybody. Today is Saturday. We're going to do something a little bit different, and this is going to be for subsequent Saturdays. Is that right?
Subsequent?
Subsequent?
No. Is that really how you want
to? Subsequent?
Yeah, maybe it's the chair. Because, like, I'm picking up on this stuff.
Here's
over
the thing.
Here.
Here's the thing. As I said that, I knew it was wrong. And I was literally about to say, Emma.
Subsequent fuck.
Was that right?
But it was not.
No.
What was I trying to say?
Subsequent.
Subsequent.
Yeah. That's literally what we said right after
subsequent.
You said it.
Yep.
That's okay.
Subsequent.
So, what's the game we're playing, Mr. Host?
So, the game we're playing is Jeopardy.
We might want to get rid of that YouTube thing, too, by the way.
I was hiding it. So, we're playing Jeopardy, and we played Jeopardy on this game on the show before.
Surprised you didn't say Jeopardy.
And it's
is there theme songs or sound effects? What's going on?
Oh, there will be.
Okay. Oh, there will be.
Here. Okay. Not everything needs a theme song. Not
here.
Not-
hey!
Here we go.
We got music.
You did it.
That's not
for
Jeopardy.
Wait.
Theme song, but okay.
Wait. Where's the lyrics?
You mean like one of your theme songs?
You made a theme song without lyrics. Okay, I don't get the concept.
It's a bold new concept. That's going to be
not being terrible.
Hitting the nation.
So this is what you're looking for in a theme song?
No, even less than this. Even less than this. It's almost like we could just go to another segment without a song.
So
yeah, that's a blast.
This is all right. Are you guys done? You guys good?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, so we're playing Geek Jeopardy.
Yeah.
We played this on the show before, but I'm going to introduce some rules. This
rules.
Time around.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know if I can handle this.
Because it gets a little chaotic.
I was going to say.
So, rule number one, you buzz in by saying your name.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to practice that really quick?
Of course.
Ready?
Corey.
Emma.
Okay. Well, Emma's going to lose. rule number two is you have to wait until I'm done answering the question before okay, you buzz in.
Well, that's Jeopardy. That's standard
no.
Jeopardy.
It
yeah,
is.
It is.
No, well,
you can't buzz in before. Like, you can hit the buzzer, but the buzzers aren't active until Alex true. Trebek is done.
Yeah,
the question.
That's why you always see one.
These are standard.
It's my favorite thing to watch people do.
I'm sure that is. I'm sure that motion is your favorite thing to watch people do.
What was wrong with?
Wow. Wow.
These are standard Jeopardy rules, but they're not standard for Jeopardy on this show. So I'm just laying them out. Rule number three is if it's a tie between two people buzzing in, we go to the Hunger Game rules.
Wait, what?
And you fight till the death.
All right.
Let me go to the car, get my knife. Hold on.
Option B is it's rock, paper, scissors.
I got a wallet ninja.
We'll see how the room feels when you come to that.
All right.
All right. Oh, rule number four, answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
If you find yourself saying, for example, Voldemort. No, who is Voldemort? You're allowed to do that because they do that in Jeopardy.
Really?
They do. I sent him a video specifically of that, and I was like, see, they do this.
I loved it. Like,
I love Jeopardy. I love I DVR Jeopardy, so I never miss an episode.
So just some background for the VGB fans who like that behind the look of the curtain thing. We were like planning like Saturday, let's do some games. Let's bring them back. And someone brought up Jeopardy. And it was like, but you better follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I should have known that she was watchdogging you when you come up with this.
No. These are my own rules that I came up with because being a player of Jeopardy, these are all things that have pissed me the fuck off.
Okay.
So, quick note, right. I've actually made it to the second round for College Jeopardy.
Hey.
I didn't actually make it to the show, but I got to the second round. You do the online test, and then you do the audited test in a, like, it's like in a classroom setting or in like a large setting where there's like 100 other people. And I didn't make it past the second round, but... So
I took the teen test and then, you know, I just never heard anything back from it. But then I always decided, I was like, I'm not smart enough to be with these people. So I never tried again.
David,
put you in great.
Yeah.
David, let's do this thing.
All right. We're going to start with Eddie since he is the guest. Categories are DC 1, DC Comics.
Okay.
DC 2, also DC Comics. Video games, Lord of the Rings, Marvel 1. Marvel Comics, Marvel 2, Marvel Comics. Who am I? This is where I show you a picture, and you guess who it is.
Thank you for explaining.
Wow.
You're welcome. Not all the questions are David. I just want that to be clear. And then the last one is a random grab bag of all geek
culture.
Right.
So I feel like we should start off by saying that you didn't
make
this.
This game of Jeopardy is brought to you by JeopardyLabs.com.
Oh, wow. So this is an app?
Just so when things go horribly wrong,
we have a disclaimer. What can
it's
we?
It's because Webb didn't
so,
make this.
This seems like a lot of questions.
It does seem it like does a lot of questions. Skimmed the questions.
Oh, he skimmed it. We're gonna be fine.
I think I trust a skim.
Trust a skim.
Yeah.
All right. Skim milk. Let's do it.
I'm gonna hold on to that sweet, sweet three word phrase.
Let's start out with Lord of the Rings for 100.
Lord of the Rings for 100.
All right.
Where is Frodo from?
Eddie. Corey.
Oh, Emma's first.
What is the Shire?
The Shire.
Damn, I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Emma on the board for 100. Emma, you have the board.
Can I see the board? DC 1.
DC 1 for 100. Which Robin is killed by the Joker?
Eddie.
Emma.
Oh, Eddie first.
Who is Jason Todd?
And the answer is?
Jason Todd. Wow, good job, Eddie. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Eddie's on the board for 100. Eddie, you have the con.
Let's go Lord of the Rings for 3.
Lord of the Rings for 300. Who convinces Bilbo to leave the ring before he leaves?
Eddie.
I think I was quite done with the question there.
Eddie. No one else has said anything.
Yeah, we can get
Eddie.
Who is Gandalf?
The question is?
Indeed.
Gandalf.
Wow. Bravo. Thank
you.
Whoa. Just press it once. There you go.
Yep. I thought it was pressing it for 100.
So Eddie's
each.
Got 400 points. Emma's at 100. I got Zippo. Jeez.
Eddie, you have the con.
Let's go to random for 100.
Random for 100. Don't know what this is. Is Jacob Black a vampire or a werewolf?
Corey.
Ooh, Corey. Can Corey get on the board?
What is a werewolf? Hey!
Nope, he's a puppy.
That's a stupid answer, but yeah, Corey's right.
So we'll give Corey.
Okay.
Shout out to my teenage obsession with Twilight.
All right, Corey.
You had one of those?
Yeah, I did. It was a dark time in my life.
Team Jacob or team...
I didn't really care either way.
It was Jacob.
What do you mean? Why did you read it if you didn't care? That's like the whole thing.
I enjoyed the literature.
She liked.
You know what?
Literature.
Here's the thing. I've gotten past the point where like I was embarrassed about it for a long time, and I've moved past that. And I'm just like, you know what? It made me happy, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah, that's 100%.
All right, Corey, where are we going next?
Oh, I get to choose.
You do.
You get to choose. You have the con.
Oh hell yeah!
What is that? Like, what are you saying?
Some Star Trek. Whenever the captain would leave the deck, he would say, "Ensign, you have the con."
I like it.
I'm keeping in theme with geek.
I'll support it.
Is he saying con or comms?
Con. Control. Like you have the control.
Fair enough. Oh, I'm still stuck on the fact that you called it Star Trek.
Trek?
Yeah, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Hey, it's all
you track. You track through space.
You
on your trek.
You okay. Trek.
I'm going to go with random for 300.
Random for 300. What district does Katniss Everdeen live in?
Eddie.
Ooh, I heard Emma first.
What is District 12?
She was
12?
Talking, what's so... Okay, whatever. It's all good.
I heard Emma first, too.
No, but...
District 12? District 12.
Oh. So, this is where we ran into issues when we used Jeopardy! Labs last time, is that if one of us gives an answer, and there's an argument on whether or not it's right or wrong, he can't tell without showing all of us, and then the other person doesn't get
there's
a chance.
There's no way to preview it.
There's
is what
no way to preview it without showing all of us. So this will become a problem. It's not yet, but it will.
If it comes to that, I'll just Google the question.
Okay.
And, all right. And we'll go from there. Emma, you have the con.
DC one.
Just say
two.
You have the board.
No.
Just say you have the board.
Geek Jeopardy, Eddie.
He's committed.
We're on theme.
Let him do it.
He is committed. I can tell.
I'm sorry, Emma. You were rudely interrupted.
DC one for two.
DC one for 200. Who was the original Flash?
Emma.
Eddie.
Emma.
Who is Barry Allen? Oh! Mm, yes.
Found the answer?
Yeah. I knew that was wrong. I knew it as soon as I said it. I knew as soon as I said it. That's why but I couldn't remember his fucking name.
Don't forget to
and now you
got to
deduct
numbers.
Those points.
Yeah.
You got to deduct them.
Oh, we're deducting now?
Oh, we're deducting.
That was a 300.
Oh,
by the
wow.
Way.
Because I'm here. We're playing real Jeopardy.
That was no, a three.
Except
was
this is not real Jeopardy because there's no double Jeopardy round, but whatever.
Oh, two. Okay.
Wow. All right.
I knew it as soon as I said it because I remembered. I was like, wait a minute. There's
so
the old guy in the
last
show.
Place person gets
so,
the board.
Yeah, technically.
I mean, con.
So whoever.
It's my con.
Okay.
No, I think it sticks with me because
yeah, because technically
that.
It didn't go to anybody
yeah,
else.
I
so
that.
Because she.
Emma, you have the con.
Lord of the Rings for two.
Lord of the Rings for 200. Where is the Eye of Sauron located?
Eddie.
Ooh, Eddie.
Mordor. Where is Mordor?
Dang, you guys are so good at this thing. Why am I so bad?
Because you're a fake nerd.
I guess
damn, Eddie, you know, have a con.
Let's go to Marvel 2 for 100.
Marvel 2 for 100. Hulk's love interest in the comics and the original movies.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Who is Betty Ross?
How dare you? It's Liv Tyler.
Betty Ross.
Show me Betty Ross.
Damn.
It's Liv Tyler.
Did you get my point? You did.
I could stay awake.
I didn't see.
Just to hear her breathing.
That would have been really interesting to have that song in that Hulk movie that came out.
You have Hulk playing with animal crackers on her stomach.
Oh, God.
It like goes through her stomach and Hulk, sorry.
Oh, dear God.
Let's go to video games for 200.
Video games for 200. Video game podcast.
Oh,
this is the first time we've come to it.
You guys are in for it now.
You guys ready?
Yep.
What is the name of the assassin in Assassin's Creed 3?
Do we need the full name or is a first name okay?
I'll give you
a
first name.
Emma.
Okay.
Who Emma? Is Connor? Oh, cool. It only has a first name anyway.
Hey.
I have no fucking clue what his last
I
name is.
I picked that because it's a video game podcast, so we need to have a video game.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I got it.
I was willing to sacrifice. I'll take one for the team.
I'll take video games for one.
Shit. Video games for 100.
We got to space it out, though.
Who was the character that took over Arkham in Batman Arkham Asylum?
Corey.
Oh, that was clearly Corey.
Yes.
Because he was louder.
The Joker. Who is the Joker?
You would have gotten that wrong.
He's a joker. He's a smoker. He's a midnight toker. Video games for 300.
You don't want to space this out? We got one video game category for the whole
hour. And I know this is all I'm going to get right. So I got
to
go for it.
Stick to your strengths.
Yeah.
In Fallout 4, what is the main character referred to as?
Corey.
Ooh, Corey.
Who is the survivor?
Nah. I'll give it to him.
Yeah!
You're a bad Trebek.
Dang,
I'm ashamed of you.
You're just a salty contestant.
I've been working
for those of you that are listening, the answer is the sole survivor.
The sole survivor.
You're all survivors, I mean.
Essentially.
I mean, I didn't see you guys chomping at the bit to take a shot at this one, so I think he's a great Trebek.
You're Trebek.
I think if it was more tightly contested, he probably wouldn't have gave it. I don't know. I'm just trying to see the good in people.
Seeing
today.
As this guy is the only one answering in this category.
Don't forget to give him his points.
Oh, give me my points, please.
There you go.
Hey, I'm back in this, race.
I tried to grow my mustache all day today, and this is the best I've gotten to. So don't judge my Trebekness.
Outside of the Alex Trebek conversation, that was a really weird input.
Chat says those are pity points.
Come on, chat.
There
you go. All right, let's go.
She's bitter because she's down last place.
So Eddie's 700, I got 500. Emma's at 400.
It's
so
anybody's game.
I'm doing pretty good here.
We still have like 14,000 points on the board. So
I'm gonna try with my little eye, Marvel 1 for 100.
Marvel 1 for 100. The current Captain Marvel's secret identity.
Emma. Who is Kamala Khan?
Miss
Marvel.
Yeah. You got caught up in the semantics. Yep. Take that L.
I was so ready.
I think it's because you had the more difficult answer and you got excited.
Damn. Yeah.
Back to Emma.
Back to Corey.
Back to me.
Back to Corey.
Okay.
We're going to go Marvel 1 for 200.
Marvel 1 for 200. Who is the All-Father?
Corey. Who is Odin?
I mean, he didn't say you could answer.
Oh. I mean, is that a rule?
No. Corey.
Odin. Yes!
There you go.
Yeah, baby! I'm so hyped.
Where are we going, Corey?
You'd be the most disgraceful actual Jeopardy. Suck it, Karen!
Snap!
What do you got, Jeff? What do you got?
Spanish Inquisition. What, bitch?
I'll be supporting them, too. That's a good answer, Billy. Good job,
This isn't
dude.
Family Feud. This isn't
hey,
Family
Feud. Good game.
Let's do... man, I'm starting to feel myself. Let's go Marvel Thanks. 1
Please
for...
Please don't.
Other people in the room, Corey.
Marvel 1 for... Let's do 500.
Big bucks.
Yeah.
So if you win this, you're in the lead. If you lose this... You dropped to last place.
I'm with it.
Stakes are on the board.
I'm with it.
What is the name of the group of villains who work for Thanos?
Emma.
Eddie.
Ooh, Emma.
Who are the children of Thanos?
No.
My.
Wait. If he you has.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Yep. Son of a bitch.
Black Order. Take Emma down to negative town.
Son of a bitch.
She's at negative 200. This little genius was almost on Teen Jeopardy.
Oh, because Children of Thanos were like the victims.
They're the victims, and they're the everybody who
son of a bitch.
Is
God, watch certain, a movie, Emma.
Well, no, the Black Order actually. So the Black Order is only referenced in the comics. They're not called the Black Order in the movies.
No, they're not.
But I knew there was a name that was specific to the group.
All right,
Corey, still you?
I'm going Lord of the Rings 400, baby.
How did he get to 700?
I've been knocking it out.
No.
Cool. You got that 500.
No,
he didn't.
Nobody got that. He's right, though. He's up there. I've been keeping an eye on it.
I'm glad somebody is.
No trust. What was it?
Lord of the Rings for 400. Yeah.
Okay. Who comes to help Aragorn? I'm super subconscious.
Oh, my God. Finish the question.
Who comes to help Aragorn rescue Frodo after he has been stabbed by the Nazgul?
Eddie.
I heard Emma.
I heard Emma slightly more.
Who is Arwen?
Woo! She got it. Hey.
Got her back on the plus side.
I didn't know you actually knew. Are these easy Lord of the Rings questions?
Yeah.
Because that was really
very
hard. I had no
very
clue.
These are all based on the movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back to Emma. It's you.
No, it's not. It's me.
Oh, it's Emma. Emma?
You are the worst, Trebek.
Emma, pick your category.
Random for two.
Deduct points. Tell me who's the worst, Trebek. Who is Mario's brother?
Eddie.
Corey.
That was Eddie.
Luigi. Who is Luigi?
There you go. There you go.
I knew it was right, but for some reason I really was hoping it was going to be wrong.
It's like, oh, gotcha.
Some obscure.
Some
obscure.
Mandela effect.
Yes. From another marriage.
It's
the full name, Luigiano.
Eddie.
All right, let's go Lord of the Rings for six.
Lord of the Rings for six. Two characters were played by one person in the trilogy. What two characters were played by the same person? Why would you just...
Shit. I can guess who the actor would have been, but I don't know what two characters it would have been.
This is way Eddie. Beyond my...
Eddie?
Time
the
limit.
Only thing I can say is, who is Ian McKellen?
No, characters, not actor.
Yeah, that's who is the character.
Who is
Ian McKellen, the character from Lord of the Rings?
Because it says played by one person. What two characters? Oh, what two characters?
Yeah.
Who is Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White?
That's actually really smart. I bet that's it.
Oh.
Click the button.
We'll find out after this commercial.
Click the button. Take them points. Back down to zero. It was Gimli and Treebeard. You know what? I thought it was going to be Andy Serkis. I thought it was going to be Gollum and somebody else because he's just...
Yeah, because
he could be fucking anybody and you would never know.
He could be Eddie right now.
How are we supposed to know that?
Oh, that's why it's the
that's
smartest
why it's
question.
That's why it's like the 600
question.
See, that's why I'm not worried because Jeopardy is all up and down. Still, you're bored.
Oh, let's do Marvel for 600.
Marvel for... Which one?
Marvel 1 for 600.
What job did Mysterio have before becoming a major supervillain?
Ellie.
Who's Ellie?
What's your name?
Wait, did he say Ellie?
I said Ellie.
Were you Ellie the whole time?
I have no idea.
The easiest thing, but go ahead.
Eddie has an announcement on the podcast tonight, everybody.
Who is a movie special effects person? He did special effects for movies.
He was
pretty much exactly to a T.
He was a special effects designer and stuntman for Hollywood.
I bet his employer was Hollywood.
Hollywood was his employer. I like that. That's very specific.
For Hollywood.
I was gonna say magician. I don't know why. No.
He was a street magician.
He busted.
And a tub of
give him his points. Give him his
points.
I see terrible.
I lost.
And his tub of acid fell over.
Okay. All right.
You have the con.
Let's go to Rando for 400.
Rando for 400. What is the name of the blind earthbender who travels with Aang in Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Emma.
Ooh, Emma.
Wow, she got in the microphone. Whoa!
You're going to have that one.
I love her. She's amazing.
Wait, was that your generation?
Yes.
Okay.
So with that, Emma has now tied with Eddie. Eddie and Emma both have 600, and somehow Corey has come out in the lead.
I'm coming
you
out.
You know
sliding.
Why? Because he can't get in fast enough to get an answer wrong.
Also because every single video game question has been his. So
yeah,
if you look at all the video game questions that are gone, that amounts to 600. So
that's actually very true.
See?
One. I will take Lord of the Rings for 5. Let's finish up the category.
Lord of the Rings for 500. Finishing up the category. What are the dragon-like creatures called that the ring wraiths ride?
Emma. What is a Nazgul? Never mind.
Nazgul were the ones who were riding them.
So ring wraiths and Nazgul is just
individual.
Yeah. Fuck.
You knew that one, Eddie?
No, I knew what it wasn't. That's all I knew. That's all it was.
That's Eddie's
that
specialty.
Seems to be all Eddie knows.
I know what it's not.
I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you that is wrong.
That's about it. I've only
he
done that twice.
In process of elimination.
In like 10 minutes.
Shoot. If Sherlock Holmes can do make a living out of that, sure as hell I can.
Let's not talk about that. Franchise is now dead. Thanks,
With that, Emma has now dropped to 100 points.
That happens.
It should happen.
Random for 5.
Random for 500. What was the last movie Walt Disney ever worked on?
Eddie.
Eddie from the film Philosophers. Pressure's on.
Yeah, you better know
what
this.
What was...
Take your podcast credentials.
What was Mary Poppins?
You know what? I'm not going to go for it. I don't know. I don't want to risk it. No.
Space it.
Yeah.
Jungle
Book. Oh, see, that was not what I was going to go with.
That's the one I Googled.
Hmm. There you go. Don't forget
to take his points. Take his points.
I'm taking his points.
I'm just going to not lose. I think that's become my strategy.
Corey.
I'm going to take
Eddie. He's going to sit at 700 and watch Eddie and I kill each other.
I'm going to go all in on Eddie's strategy, and I'm just not going to say anything. I just know what it's not.
DC 2 for 100.
DC 2 for 100. What allows Ra's al Ghul to live so long and help him come back from the dead?
Eddie. What are the Lazarus pits?
I mean, to be fair, he only uses one.
He did
there
it.
Are multiple. He only uses one, so it really is the singular Lazarus
true, but there
pit.
Are still
I'm just saying.
Multiple.
Like,
I mean,
if
you go according to the Arkham Asylum storyline, like, there
it.
Is
he
a
just
Lazarus
uses
pit
the one.
Under
there's,
Arkham
there's,
City
there
as
multiples,
well.
And
you guys realize I'm still
that,
beating both of you, right?
Don't worry. Once that video game category goes out.
Yeah, you got about 1,500 points left to claim, Corey.
Let's do Marvel 1-4-3.
Marvel 1 for 300. How did Jessica Jones obtain her powers?
Emma?
I watched the series and I don't know.
I'm hoping the series is canon.
Emma?
What is via medical experimentation?
What's
the question? And the answer is... Car accident with her family while illegally transporting toxic waste, and she's the only one who survived.
Yep. You guys are both
so
wrong.
The show done fucked me over.
Yep.
The show done fucked me over.
So,
a
Emma.
Car accident with her family while illegally transporting toxic waste.
So, hang on. All right, hang on.
So, her family was transporting toxic waste.
So, here's where I'm thinking, because on the very.
It also did not specify comics or show. I'm just going to put that out there.
On the good very point. Reputable source, Wikipedia. It says powers and abilities after coming into contact with experimental chemicals and spending some time in a coma, Jessica emerged with superhuman abilities.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to point out it didn't ask comics or show.
All right, next one.
I'm just going to put that out there. So we're defaulting to the comics always, all right? That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So yeah. Who was
I would
last?
Think so.
You?
Defaulting it was, to Wikipedia. You.
It wasn't me.
It was you.
Let's close out Marvel 1 with 400.
Marvel 1, 400. Bullseye's secret identity.
Oh, Emma.
Emma.
Who is Poindexter? His you know, who is Poindexter? It's his last name.
Benjamin
yeah.
Poindexter.
She got it. Wait, that was a big boy question too, right?
Yeah, 400.
Season 3
she's back in the she's back in the green.
She's back in the green.
Yeah. I almost called him Dex because that's what they call him in the show. I was like, Dex Poindexter. That's not right.
That's not right.
Eddie and Emma both sitting at a little modest 200 while your boy is at 700. We making it rain up in here.
DC 1 for 3.
Can you try and answer this one, Corey?
Maybe. No, you probably will.
DC 1 for 300. In DC Rebirth number 1, Wally West is rescued from the Speed Force. Who remembers Wally and saves him?
Eddie. Who is Barry Allen?
Damn!
Barry Allen is correct.
Sure, flexing on us, dude.
For 300.
I actually was a fan of the Rebirth.
I love the Rebirth.
Yeah.
Eddie sitting at 500, Corey at 700, and Emma trailing at a modest 200.
Mm. That's fine. That's
Let's
fine.
Do...
That's how these games go.
She's the most...
She's hyper-competitive.
Hyper-competitive.
She wants to win.
Like, chill... person.
Yeah.
Let's go DC 2 for 200.
DC 2 for 200. Who is the fastest Flash?
Emma.
Who
is Wally West?
She got it.
Faster than Barry Allen.
Mm-hmm. How? So that's just canon? There's one that's faster than all the other ones?
Yeah. Because Wally West, like Barry Allen... It's like the way that they use the Speed Force. Like, he pulls from the Speed Force, but, like, Wally West, like, is the fucking Speed Force.
Yeah, because Wally West, there's a whole storyline where he actually becomes the Speed Force.
Damn.
And operates as such.
So Speed Force is more like Star Wars, the Force.
Like, if you watch, I don't know if you watch My Hero.
Okay.
Sure. He's like, there's all for one who draws from it, and then there's somebody who actually is the power.
Oh, that's kind of sick, actually. So, that's really cool.
Next one.
Come Next on, one.
Chicken. You know what? Video games for 4.
Yeah!
Corey
back
run
in the
for
game.
What year was Bloodborne released?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, please
buzz in
with
two,
your name.
I have it down to two, but I'm not too comfortable.
Wait, what?
Corey.
Person. Corey.
Yeah, what is 2006?
Oh, no.
Space.
That's absolutely space. Not right.
Yes. Oh, whoa.
Oh, wait, that gets racist. That's actually good because I was going to say 2016, so I'm glad you didn't let me do that.
There we go.
Damn, that brings Corey.
Why did I think 2000? I know one of them came out 2006.
Maybe Dark 26. Souls 3?
Maybe.
Corey drops from a triumphant 700 to a measly 300.
I'll be back.
But you're back in last place. I'll and be he's back. Now at 500, Corey at 300, and Emma is catching quickly up.
That she is.
See, that's why I want to do that, because I knew he was going to fuck himself over.
Dang it. Don't mind game me.
Marvel 2 for 200.
Marvel 2 for 200.
Get out of my brain.
Who is Kitty Pryde married to?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Who is Colossus?
Colossus, there we go.
Well, and it's interesting because that actually fluctuates depending on how you go about. Like, the more recent one, yes, he was married to Colossus, but there was a time where she was also dating, and I think she was going to get married to Iceman in the comics. And
also
then
the love interest of Star-Lord.
Oh, yeah, for a minute. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's what popped up, and I was like,
all right, let's go.
Okay.
Give me my points.
I gave you your points.
All right, let's do Marvel 2 for 3.
Marvel 2 for 3. It's a confusing way of phrasing it. Who is Beast?
Eddie.
Are you sure? Eddie?
Okay. Oh, I'm trying not to be so loud. Who is Hank
Williams Jr.?
At least I got one name. We got Poindexter on
one. No, last names in Jeopardy, last names are acceptable. But not first names.
Right. Who is Hank
Hill?
Ah, shit. I should at least get half a point.
No.
Nope.
You know his name is Hank.
He's already wrong. The answer is Fraser Crane.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
There's a time limit on this, by the way.
I know. Yeah, can I go, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey.
Hank McCoy. Who is Hank McCoy?
There you go. So minus for Eddie, plus for Corey.
Bam. Give me them points.
There you go. All right.
Look, I'm not just a one-trick pony.
Oh, here's Freddy.
Make sure he gets that.
All right. Corey, you have the board.
I have the board. You're right. And I'm going to go straight to video game town for 500.
And Corey's back in the lead, too, everybody.
Hey. He is.
What is the name of Kratos's son?
Corey!
He was not done.
Damn it. Okay, Emma. I'll take my penalty.
Emma.
Who is Atreus?
Show me Atreus!
Haven't even played that game yet!
That's not even what I was going to say.
Ha!
I was going to say boy.
Wow. I was gonna say boy, but I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get into
I was
going to
take the hit in points for the boy joke.
Boy. Boy.
I have not even played that game.
Emma jumps.
I only know that because I have seen screen caps with subtitles. And his subtitles, his name is Atreus.
I risked it for the meme. But
there you go.
It's now just a dream.
That's a man who
that's the worst. Emma has now jumped to a commanding lead with 900. Corey is in second place with 600. And Eddie is at 400. Emma, you have the con.
Let's go ahead and do random for six. Let's
random for
category.
600, wrapping up the category. What was the first video game to ever have an Easter egg?
I'm out. No, absolutely not.
This is too risky.
Eddie.
If you get this.
What is swear. Adventure?
Oh, show me Adventure.
There it is.
Oh! Well deserved.
Dang. Didn't even have to Google
earned
it.
That.
Because it's in Ready Player One.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Hey, knowledge is knowledge. I'm surprised he
good for you.
Came up in here.
I'm a little less impressed by it now. But
yeah.
Well, I played the game, too. I used to have it on Atari. But whatever.
Sure you did. I believe you.
How would him, like, in what form of him knowing that would impress you?
It's different. If it's just from the movie, it's different.
It's not just
how
is
it different?
It'd be one thing if it was just
so
in the movie.
So if he
but
read it in a book, it would have been
totally
more impressive?
Yeah, that
does. Whatever.
Okay. So with that, Eddie jumps to a commanding lead.
That's
not really.
That doesn't mean what you think it means.
1,000. I just like saying commanding lead. Eddie has 1,000 points. Emma's at 900. And Corey has somehow fell after taking the lead for so long.
I'm holding strong.
To 600.
Let's do DC 2 for 3.
DC 2 for 3. Which Green Lantern has been possessed by both Spectre and Parallax?
I know who it probably is because he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to risk your precious points. Yeah, I think we're taking the L on this one.
Yeah.
Hit the wrong buzzer just because I like hearing it. Oh, you even know what that's from, Emma?
The answer is...
Oh, yeah,
I
would have
That's what I was thinking of.
Right, because Hal
I wasn't sure,
fucking
but
sucks.
That's the only reason why.
Shallow
he's the worst.
Hal Jordan.
So we're in a unique situation to where I have to defer to our Jeopardy expert, Emma.
Yes.
How do you handle when nobody... Does anybody lose points?
No. Nothing happens.
All right, nothing happens. We'll go back to Eddie. Eddie, you have the con.
Let's do DC 1 for 4.
DC 1 for 4. Who is the original Blue Beetle?
Oh, I don't know his last name. I only know his first name. You know what?
I don't know the
a
original.
A friend of mine has the same name as him, so all I can think is my buddy's name.
You want to give him a shout out?
No.
Lose some points?
I only know the new one. I don't know who the original is.
I got no. I got
I'm
nothing.
Not, I'm not even going to buzz in on this
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely
nothing. Sorry.
All right.
All right.
I would have got it wrong anyway. That was Jaime.
Ted Kord.
Of Kord Industries?
They were really scraping the bottom of the barrel with names when they came up with Ted Kord.
Wow. Uh-huh. And Wikipedia is wrong because it says Dan Garrett.
That's a better name. That's
a more
respectable
one,
name.
Yeah.
I
just know Jaime. From
God's power some sacred scarab.
Ted Kord.
All right,
moving on.
Let's go DC 2 for 4.
DC 2 for 4. Who is the
Who is the current blue? You can't even write that.
Clearly somebody did.
I don't see you guys jumping in on it. You guys...
No, because I don't know his last name.
I only know his first name.
I don't
name.
Even know if he's still the current. I have no fucking clue.
I'm not buzzing in on this
shit. I don't
know
shit about Blue Beetle. Yeah.
There you go.
I just know from the Young Justice show.
Blue Beetle's taking the L.
Reyes. That's also not how you spell Jaime.
No. It's not Jamie. Let's go Marvel 2 for 4.
Marvel 2 for 4.
Yes, back to Marvel. Let's go.
What were the original colors of Daredevil's costume?
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
You got it.
The original costume?
The original costume.
Are we talking the...
I think he jumped in over his head.
Yeah, he's stalling.
He's
drowning.
Black?
Emma? What is yellow and red?
Let's see what it is.
Building the suspense. And the answer is... Brown and yellow.
Brown and yellow?
You know what
brown
it is.
And yellow.
That's some bullshit.
Eddie loses points.
And Emma loses
Emma
points.
Loses
That's
points.
Some bullshit. Let me look at this original costume. I remember it being...
Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, go. Keep going. I just want to know what it looks like.
Let's
I'm
go
not,
Marvel
I'm not
for five.
Marvel for 500. What is the name of Hulk's son?
Why the fuck would I know this?
Well, wow. And then that goes to like which run are you talking about? Like,
right.
He had kids and... The main run, then he had kids and Old Man Logan.
We're going to see the main run.
I'm not going
to. Okay, that's bullshit because that's the original costume. That's red and yellow. That is red. That's not brown.
I think we're taking an L on that
one. Look at this bullshit.
Looks brown to me.
look at this bullshit. In what universe?
Emma!
I have the points for this.
I'm color,
look at this.
I'm colorblind.
I don't care.
How rude.
I don't even. You know what?
Fuck, see?
That is red and yellow.
Go ahead. We're not working.
No one's going to get this. No. Okay. Sakaar.
From. Oh, so.
Oh, Scar. That's definitely.
I just want the record to show that I'm fucking right. And
that's
whoever wrote this
is
an idiot.
From the Planet Hulk series.
Yeah, he was born like out of that. He had the long hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was sick looking. I can't believe I forgot that.
All right. Let's close this out with Marvel for 6.
I'm never going to
Marvel
get
2
over
for
this.
600.
I'm still stuck on this.
We all know Emma. What major character in comics recently wore the War Machine suit?
Red and yellow.
I'm taking the L on
no
this one, guys.
Clue.
We're getting washed in these harder ones.
Punisher.
Oh, that would be badass.
Yeah.
Now I want to read that.
He's got all the fucking rockets and shit and that cannon.
And he's like not going to hit the Nerf button. He's just going to go fucking all in.
Real quick, let's do DC 1 for 5.
DC 1 for 5. Eddie has the con. Wonder Woman's first appearance in comics.
Nope.
Not a goddamn clue.
Don't even go about looking it up because we're not even
going
to
Yeah.
You guys are... All-Star Comics number 8.
Yeah, no, not getting that one.
Yeah.
All right.
That was super easy.
It's a little too in the weeds.
DC 2 for 5.
DC 2 for 5. Which DC character was banished...
Ooh.
...from both heaven and hell and made immortal so he could never return?
Emma? Who is Constantine?
Show me Constantine.
Oh, Oh, fuck.
Oh, low ball.
Take all my fucking points. I don't even care about anything anymore.
Dang.
I don't care about anything anymore.
Damn, too bad you answered that, because if Corey proves that you're... I'm sorry, if our professional researchers prove that you're right, you have won, putting that in perspective for you. Emma, you have the... Nope. Who has...
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie, you have the con.
Let's do DC 1 for 6.
DC 1 for 600.
Or these are going to be washes.
What is Joker's first appearance in comics?
Nope.
Anyone
wants to take a stab at it?
Nope.
Emma, you got nothing to lose.
I got nothing.
She might in a minute.
I got nothing.
All right. Batman number 1 in 1940.
Detective
the OG villain, everybody.
Since the beginning. We're still recycling the same character.
Pretty much.
Because we can't come up with any good villains.
Let's do DC 2 for 6.
DC 2 for 6. What city does Billy Batson live in?
Shit. Ask me in 3 months when the movie comes out.
Nope. Me neither.
Fawcett City.
Because I was going to know that one.
It's where faucets were invented. Fun fact.
All right,
video games
for
600.
Don't have much of a
all
choice.
All the marbles.
This is it? This is the final category?
The final category.
All right.
You guys ready?
I was born ready.
In Mount and Blade, what faction has the strongest knights?
Oh, yeah. I played so much Mount and Blade back in the day. Fond memories of Mount and Blade. But I'm not going to risk my 600 points on it. I have no freaking clue.
Right.
I want to go to Final Jeopardy.
He doesn't have one.
Before we get to Final Jeopardy, we need to give me my
Swadia.
Damn points.
Did chat do some due diligence yet?
I tweeted it.
Hang on, because I'm gonna
are
do.
Are we doing
Final
Jeopardy?
I'm gonna do Final Jeopardy.
We have to.
I'm gonna find one.
We didn't have Double Jeopardy, so.
Hey, trust me. We've talked about that. It's a sore spot for me. All right.
Okay.
That we don't have Double Jeopardy.
I looked it up.
I didn't get any daily doubles in that one, so I'm just saying.
I could find
no
other
true.
Sources.
That's why I don't like Jeopardy Labs. You can't do daily doubles and you can't do Double Jeopardy.
I just looked it up. I cannot find a single source confirming yellow and brown, but everything I see is red and yellow.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just give it to her.
Hold on.
You know why? Because that is the first Daredevil run that I actually read was the original Daredevil.
All right. So we will modify due to our professional researchers.
Yeah.
Emma, I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's 500.
Well, hold on. Did you check?
See, this is the lesson. If you are petty and you stand your ground and you bitch about it, it'll get done.
In this country, yeah.
Webb, as the host of this and the person who set this all up, did you create a Final Jeopardy question?
Of course
I did.
All right.
It's a video game question?
Yeah.
Do we have to write it somewhere?
Yeah, write it down.
So he gives us the category.
Category is video games.
That's pretty broad.
Wait, did you say video games?
You did.
That's bullshit.
All right.
Set your wagers.
Hang on.
Set your wagers.
Video game. So the category is video games.
It's supposed to be broad.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll get Final Jeopardy, and it'll be like the 19th century.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right. Oh, man. And it's a tight race.
So
Eddie
we all
got
have phones. Everybody pull
so
up the notes app.
Pull up the notes app on your
write
phone.
Write it down, and then
write
place
it, down.
It face down in front of Webb.
Okay.
Face down in front of Webb.
So we're, again.
So you can't change it.
So you can't
Eddie
edit.
Is at 600.
I
I'm
you haven't
at
asked
600.
The question.
Okay.
Why would I?
I don't know. I'm really confused. Okay.
Okay. I know what I'm wagering. I'm ready to go.
We wager when we're doing this, right?
After I ask you the question. You wager.
No, you wager before.
You wager when you know
the category.
Okay. Wager when you know the category. So you know the category.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because they tell you the category before they go to commercial break, and then they wager, and then they come back and do.
Right now we're at commercial break because I told you the category. When you come back, you're going to wager.
This is intense.
Just so everybody remembers, Eddie is at 600.
During the break, barriers are placed between the contestants. And
you're why are you looking at the rules?
My God.
He just told you the rules.
No, we just told you the rules.
I don't know. Write down
the wager.
That's why we call him Fast Eddie, folks.
Eddie has 600. Corey has 600. Emma has 500. This is anybody's game right now. Can you stand the suspense?
I can't.
Why do you have to use the biggest thing? Okay.
Because that's all I have.
All right. I'm ready for this.
The question.
There is also a time limit on this.
Of the category.
Which is usually
games.
This song.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
What was that? Can you repeat the question?
Down, down, left, right,
well,
B,
what about
A,
it?
Start.
That's the question.
Wait, that's the question?
That's the question. You have to know what the answer is. Or the question. That's the answer. You know the question.
Yep.
Okay, Emma, how does this work? Do I display the answer?
So you
repeat the question.
You take the person in last place.
Person in last place,
which is me,
which is you,
and you say, "I say my answer was what is the Konami code," and you tell me if that's right or wrong.
That is correct.
Okay, and there you go.
And then she gets, how much did she wager?
I wagered $0.
Wait, what?
Because I was counting on you two getting it wrong and wagering.
Wow.
So, because they did get it wrong, and they wagered both the same amount.
What did you guess?
They both wagered
$0. Wait, no.
What did you guess?
Whatever. Oh, no, hang on, never mind. I take that back.
Oh, my God.
Corey guessed the, I think you mean the Contra code, right?
That's what I put, yeah.
Yeah, you put Conta. So either way, you're wrong, though. And Eddie put, what is the lives code for Contra 2? But he bet $0.
Son of a bitch!
So, for this round of Jeopardy, the winner is Eddie Villanueva.
Wait, I said the Contra code. What did he say?
It's wrong. The Konami code. He got it wrong.
It's wrong.
He didn't wager anything.
Oh.
So he got it wrong, but he doesn't lose any points. I got it right, but I didn't gain any points.
So I leave with zero VGB bucks?
You leave with $0.
Ah.
Eddie walks out of here with his 600 or whatever he wagered, and I would leave with second place, gets $2,000.
Damn, wasted.
It's okay, buddy.
You know what?
I just want the record to show I'm the only one that knew that.
You know what, guys? It's not the...
And I never even had to use it because I didn't...
It was for Contra, though.
Like, it was.
It was the Konami code.
Yeah, but... I
don't know. I think that's kind of like...
I get it. I called it the wrong thing, but it's not like I didn't know.
Exactly.
I knew a little too much. That's true. Knowledge was my enemy.
Exactly.
This is the thing
just
about...
like apparently knowing the fact of the little Easter egg in Adventure was...
You're never going to forget that.
No,
I mean, honestly, you deserve to win the whole thing for that.
Canine
Fang says Emma wins because she has the correct wording. I did have the correct wording. I did get the question right, but based on points, Eddie is the winner.
Based on points, Eddie.
That is how Jeopardy goes.
Emma won the final Jeopardy. Eddie won the game of Jeopardy.
Yes. Exactly.
And I had a lot of fun, guys.
With that video game category.
Even the ones that got wrong, you know, just good times with my buds.
There you go.
So we're
somebody says, was I born when this code came out? And I honestly don't know.
No, I don't think you were.
Because I was around in 94. I don't know when the Konami code was created.
So how did you know that, Emma?
Because I know video now. Games.
Yeah, it's just kind of like part of culture.
That's kind of like the whole situation. Like you heard about it after the fact.
Right.
Probably in reading some book.
I remember
actually playing it and having to put in that code so you can get all these 99 lives and actually try to beat the game. But you've probably read it on the internet.
I did.
Wow. This is like, you're getting to see the Gen X versus the millennial.
1986. This code predates me by a full 8 years.
Oh my god.
This code was in fourth grade by the time I was born.
This code was a fourth grader. This code was still eating paste by the time Emma was born.
Good job hosting, David.
Thank you.
I like you're back in the hosting chair.
Yeah, it feels good. Eddie.
Yo.
Where can people find you?
You can check us out at filmlossifers.com, where you can head over to the VGB main website and check out all our previous episodes. We've got 147 episodes, with this last one being a review of Glass. So check it out.
I still haven't seen it. I want to see it so bad.
You can also check us out at facebook.com/filmlossifers and twitter.com/filmlossophy101, where we'd love to chat with you on all great movie news and latest reviews.
Give us a teaser of the episode. Like give us a hook. What's going to make people want to listen to this episode?
The tagline to the film was Glass, okay as a whole, but falls to pieces later.
Ooh. Whoa. I like how you guys do get all artsy with your guys' titles. You guys do that pretty consistently.
Well, we got a marketing manager on our team.
That's
so
true.
He does all the copy.
I have specifically avoided looking at reviews for Glass.
Yeah?
Because I didn't want to know anything going in.
It's not. So
no,
here's
you
here's
just know one dude's opinion.
Here's the thing. It's not bad.
That's
I
it.
Don't, but, I don't want to know anything. Yeah. I don't want to know anything. Yeah. I want to know anything.
I like Split better.
That's fine. I don't want to know. I didn't want to know that either. Don't want to know anything.
You've ruined it for her.
You ruined this entire cinematic experience.
Just like Superman makes an appearance.
Just like she ruined Star Wars for everybody.
A purple lightsaber shows up.
You have to listen to the film Lost if you want to see how many monocles Eddie gave it.
Corey, yeah. You're streaming again. When is your next streaming venture?
This weekend for sure. So I've been streaming mostly on like Sunday nights if people want to stop by. Easy, on my personal account, What's Up Pizzas. And it's just been complete randomness and fun. A lot of lo-fi music, and then I'll go in and I mix my own like sound effects in the background.
Pocket Asian has shared some clips.
Pocket Asian concerns him. He's my man. Yeah, he's like helping me build this stream. Like, he's making GIFs and like giving me sound effects. So it's very in the formative stages. So if you want to help me build this Twitch stream and just hang out for a few hours, and it's been getting really fun. I'm having fun.
Nice. Emma, where can people find you? What's your Twitch stream schedule like?
They can find me online. On the internet is where I exist.
Emma Skies everywhere.
I do not currently have a stream schedule because it's Saturday. We go over this every week.
Oh, snap. Today is Saturday.
But you can find me at twitch.tv/EmmaSkies, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. All of the things are Emma Skies because I'm good at branding.
As well as every fourth Saturday at Oblivion Comics and Coffee doing your cosplay 101.
Yes.
Plug that YouTube too, Emma.
That's the other thing. If you are not local to Sacramento and you do have an interest in learning about cosplay, I am doing this class series as a video series as well. It will be a timed exclusive for Oblivion, so I will do the classes at Oblivion, and then 3 weeks later, it will be live on YouTube. So if you would like to see it, if you would like to learn about cosplay, but you are not local, it will be available. A condensed version of it will be in a video form.
I love that you use the term timed exclusive in a video game podcast setting.
I know, she learned from the best of them.
Very, very.
Certainly wasn't you.
You gotta get the MSK. Guys.
Oh,
wow.
Holy damn.
I was going to say, now you got to go get the Emma DLC package. And you have to get a season pass if you want to.
Sick high five, you guys. Heard it off mic.
Oh, man. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for watching and sticking with us as we learn how to play Jeopardy. Next Saturday, it will probably be somewhat more better. We will find out.
Right. Well,
that just sums up today, doesn't
it? Does.
Just sums
for
up
Eddie Villanueva, Corey Vincent, Emma Skies, this is the real David Webb saying, catch you guys next week.